Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell video games, but I do like to talk about them. And, of course, the collectibles, which we do sell. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's March 11th, 2011. And we've got some new stuff to talk about. Let's get started. In the general video game news, Square Enix is working on a new game called Moondiver for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Why do you care? It's basically programmed by people responsible for the original arcade Strider game back in the thousands of years ago. When did that come out on Genesis? Like 1990? But, it's basically a new 2D four-player Strider. It's looking pretty good. Should be released soon. I'm hoping to get more information on it, but I'm excited. On the Wii, you can download Heavy Fire Black Arms or the Virtual Console Nintendo 64 game Bomberman Hero. On the Nintendo DSi, you can download GG Series Horizontal Bar, Go Series Earth Saver, and Jelly Car 2. On the Xbox 360, a new dungeon crawler named Torchlight came out. PlayStation 3 included Test Yourself, Psychology, and maybe the biggest slate of PS1 games yet. Disney's Hercules, Disney's Peter Pan, Disney's Lilo and Stitch, Disney Pixar Toy Story Racer, Disney Pixar Monsters, Inc., Scream Team, Disney Pixar Toy Story 2, Disney's Emperor's New Groove, Disney Pixar Bug's Life, and the non-Disney game, R4 Ridge Racer Type 4. Also, I got word that Hardcore Uprising is coming out next week from Konami. It's a fine game. I have the Xbox 360 version, wrote a review of it on my own site. Like it a lot. Gonna be $15. I still recommend it, even though it is $15. It's basically Contra. It's fun. And there are no new PSP minis this week, but you can download Phantom Brave, the Hermuda Triangle Digital, and MLB 11 The Show PSP. No, that's not too bad.
New and on sale at Entertainment Earth.
Select NECA toys are on sale now. Save 20% on action figures from Prototype, Bioshock, Bulletstorm, Dead Space, Gears of War, Splinter Cell, and all sorts of stuff. But don't wait. This sale ends Tuesday. And back orders are accepted for select items, but still, I wouldn't recommend dawdling because really, why not order them while they're in stock? Order today! That's all for now. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And I've been playing Star Wars Republic Heroes, or Clone Wars Republic Heroes on the Xbox 360, because I got it for $6 last year. That's why you look out for clearance sales, everybody, because sometimes you can really score. But it's pretty neat. It's basically like Lego Star Wars, but not, and the controls are more complicated. But it's got the voice actors from the TV show, and the lighting could be better, but the animation models are really nice. If you can get it cheap, I'd say why not? I'm going to see how it goes, and yeah, good times. Don't forget that NECA sale, and check our video game shop, just because you should, at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp, and that is everything I have for now. So, thank you very much for listening to the show, as always. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. Tell a friend if you like the show, and better yet, when you buy something, leave a comment in saying that you listen to the podcast, because everyone likes to know. And by everyone, I mean me, because I am really self-absorbed. Sorry, it's true. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.